This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president says he's ready to discuss a deal with Russia. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to discuss a deal with Russia that would include a commitment from Ukraine not to seek NATO membership in exchange for a ceasefire. In a late-night interview with Ukrainian television channels, Zelensky said it's a compromise for everyone, for the West, which doesn't know what to do with us with regard to NATO, for Ukraine, which wants security guarantees, and for Russia, which doesn't want further NATO expansion. Zelensky repeated his desire to have direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He also said Kyiv will be ready to discuss the status of Crimea and the eastern Donbass region held by Russian-backed separatists after a ceasefire.
And that's AP's Mike Gracia reporting. Still, so far, Ukraine has refused Russia's demands to surrender in the southern port city of Mariupol, and its fate remains uncertain. We get details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Communications are crippled, and many residents in Mariupol are in hiding.
They bombed everything. We don't have Mariupol anymore.
Dmytro Gurin is a member of the Ukrainian parliament. Mariupol officials say at least 2,300 people have died. Fears grow that number could be far higher.
I'm not a lawyer to use a genocide term. For this situation, but it's mass murdering.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's message: I call on all Ukrainians to do everything to defend our country everywhere we are in order to save our nation, combat, fight, support, and drive out these slaves, these occupiers, to make Ukraine and all of us live freely and peacefully as we like to do.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue, and this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, in remarks to Business Roundtable CEO quarterly meeting, says that Russia could be preparing to launch cyber attacks against critical infrastructure amid the war in Ukraine.
It's not just in your interest at risk. Today, my administration is issuing new warnings that, based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us. As I said, the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential.
Biden says it is coming, and he's urging U.S. companies to make sure their digital doors are locked tight. Biden cites evolving intelligence that Russia is considering launching cyber attacks against critical infrastructure targets as the war in Ukraine continues. Day one of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings is over. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. No survivors have been found as the search continues of the scattered wreckage of a China Eastern plane carrying 132 people that crashed in a forested mountainous area in China's worst air disaster in a decade. State broadcaster CCTV says the wreckage has been found, but none of those aboard the plane with whom contact was lost have been found. The Boeing 737-800 crashed Monday afternoon near Wuzhou in the region and ignited a fire. The plane was about an hour into the flight and nearing the point when it was beginning to descend when it pitched downward in a steep, fast dive. Chinese President Xi Jinping called for an all-out rescue operation and an investigation into the crash. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the violent repression of the largely Muslim Rohingya population in Myanmar amounts to genocide. The declaration on Monday is intended to both generate international pressure and lay the groundwork for potential legal action. Authorities made the determination based on confirmation accounts of mass atrocities on civilians by Myanmar's military in a widespread and systematic campaign against the Rohingya. It is the eighth time since the Holocaust that the U.S. has made the determination that a genocide has in fact occurred. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's president says that he is in fact ready to discuss a deal with Russia, but still Ukraine is refusing Russia's demands to surrender in the southern port city of Mariupol. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.